I was telling Brother Caleb that every time I stand here, I always feel nervous.
我告诉 Caleb 弟兄说，每次我站在这里，我都很紧张。
Speaking for so many years, I still feel nervous.
虽然我已经传信息有这么多年，但是每一次我还是紧张。
But I believe the grace of God will bring us through.
但是我感谢主，我知道主的恩典会带我们过来。
Last time I shared with you, we begin sharing on the Book of Ruth.
上次我跟弟兄姐妹交通到我们要交通路德记。
Today we continue on Ruth chapter 2.
今天我们要继续路德记第二章。
Let's turn our Bible to Ruth chapter 2.
请我们打开圣经到路德记第二章。
Verse 1 to 10.
第一节到第十节。
I will first read it in English, and our brother will lead you all in Chinese.
我先用英文读, 弟兄用中文读。
Chapter 2, verse 1. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter. And she went and came to glean in the field after the reapers. And her chance was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. Verse 4, And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless thee. Then said Boaz unto his servant that was set over the reapers, Whose damsel is this? And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, It is the Moabite damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and have continued even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Verse 9, Let thine eyes be on the field they do reap, and go thou after them. Had I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Then she fell on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger?
路德记第二章第一节，我们一起来读，用中文读。拿尔米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。摩押女子路德对拿尔米说：“容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩？” 就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。拿尔米说：“女儿啊，你只管去，路德就去了。来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田里。波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说：愿耶和华与你们同在。他们回答说： 愿耶和华赐福于你。波阿斯问监管收割的仆人说：“那是谁家的女子？”监管收割的仆人回答说：“是那摩押女子，跟随拿尔米从摩押地回来的。她说：‘请你容我跟着收割的人拾取打捆剩下的麦穗。’她从早晨直到如今，除了在屋子里坐一会儿。” 藏在这里。波阿斯对路德说：“女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女们在一处。我的仆人在那块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你。你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。” 路德就俯伏在地叩拜，对他说：“我既是外邦的，怎么还蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢？”
Verse 12, The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust.
第十二节, 愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
Verse 14 through 18. And Boaz said unto her, At mealtime come thou hither, and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did it, and was sufficed, and left. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that they may glean them, and rebuke her not. And she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up, and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth, and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed.
第十四节到第十八节一起来。到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼，将饼蘸在醋里。”路德就在收割的人旁边坐下，他们把烘了的穗子递给他，他吃饱了，还有剩余的，他取了又是麦穗。波阿斯吩咐仆人说：“他就是在捆中拾取麦穗，也可以容他，不可羞辱他。”并要从捆里抽出些来，留在地上，任他拾取，不可斥喝他。这样，路德在田间拾取麦穗，直到晚上，将所拾取的打了约有一法大麦，他就把所拾取的带进城去给婆婆看，又把它吃饱了，所剩的给了婆婆。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come before your word, we humble ourselves down.
主，早晨我们到你的话语面前，我们谦卑在你的面前。
Lord, we pray that your light once again shine in our hearts.
我们愿意你的光照住我们的心里。
Especially in this perverse, wicked generation.
特别在这弯曲悖谬的时代。
We pray that your word once again reminds us and warns us.
你的话语再次提醒我们，哦，主要警戒我们。
Lord, we also pray that your word encourage us to go on.
你的话语在鼓励我们往前。
That before your coming, we continue to live by your grace.
在你回来以前，我们靠着你的恩典来生活。
Until that day when we see you face to face.
直到那天我们与你面对面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Last time in chapter 1, we see the importance of making choices.
上一次在第一章中，我们看见要做选择的重要。
Elimelech made a terrible choice, and it ended up in tragedy.
以利米勒他做了一个很糟糕的决定，所以他就在一个很悲惨的情形里。
Not only he suffered tragedy, also his family suffered tragedy.
不仅他遭遇到许多悲惨的情形，他全家也是这样的悲惨。
When they went back to Israel, Elimelech and his two sons died in Moab.
那以利米勒和他两个儿子就在摩押地死了。
All of them remains widows.
然后他们的妻子变成寡妇。
You see, Elimelech's name means God is my king.
以利米勒的意思就是说神是我的王。
But because of the famine, he said, I am my king. I'm my own king.
可是因为有饥荒的关系，那时候他就说我是我自己的王。
Naomi's main name means pleasant and sweet.
拿俄米的意思就是很愉快的，是甜的意思。
But because of this decision, she personally said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore, but call me Mara, which means bitterness."
但因为这样遭遇到这样事情，他跟人讲说：“你不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉。”马拉的意思就是苦。
His son named Malon means a song.
他的儿子第一个儿子叫马伦，他的意思是诗歌的意思。
But it turns to a song of mirth.
但是呢，这个。诗歌呢变成一个很悲惨的诗歌。
The second son means Chilion, which means perfect.
基连的意思是完美的意思。
But after that decision was made, they are lacking in every aspect of life.
但是当他们做了错误的决定，他们就在生活里面呢缺少什么都没有。
On the other hand, when Ruth made this wonderful decision,
但是相反的，当路德做了一个对的决定
，it altogether turned a curse into a blessing，
就把一个咒诅变成祝福。
Here it says, "Entreat me not to leave thee or stop from following after thee."
路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。”
This is a new determination.
这是一个新的决定。
He make a decision and a new determination.
路德他就做一个决定，然后呢就坚定他的决定。
And because of this, he had a new direction.
因为这样，所以他有一个新的方向。
Before it's the land of Moab, now it's the promised land, the land of Israel.
本来是摩押地，现在到应许之地，就是以色列地。
And then he said, "Thou whither thou goest, I will go." That's a new direction.
然后路德就说：“你往哪里去，我就往哪里去。
”And where thou lodgest, I will lodge.
你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。
This new dependence.
所以这就是一个新的依靠。
Outwardly, it seems like Ruth was trying to put her trust on Naomi to be dependent on her.
外面看，路德好像把他的他自己依靠放在拿尔米的身上。
Yet in the eyes of God, Ruth is putting her trust in the new and living God.
但是从神来看，路德把他的信靠在这位活的，而且是永生的神里面。
That's why verse 12 says, "The Lord recompense thy work and full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust."
所以第二章十二节就讲说，愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀印下。
In the eyes of Boaz, Ruth is not putting her trust in Naomi, but under the wings of the Lord God of Israel.
从波阿斯来看，路德没有信来依靠拿尔米，而是把自己信托在以色列的神。
And then there is a new desire when your people shall be my people.
路德有一个新的里面的一个愿望。就是你的民，就是你的国，就是我的国。
Before my people is the people of Moab. Now my people is the household of faith.
以前我的国是摩押地，但是现在我的国是那个信心之地。
And
是国。
And a new devotion when he said, "Your God shall be my God."
然后呢，他有这样子的一个奉献，就是说你的神就是我的神。
I believe this is a turning point of all the desire of Ruth.
我想这是一个转捩点，当路德的愿望转了以后。
When we put our trust on the Lord himself.
当我们把我们的信靠放在神的身上。
And I will tell you, this curse will become a blessing.
这样所有的咒诅就要变成祝福。
And there is a new destination.
我们就有一个新的方向。
It says, "Where I die, I will die also. Where thou die, I will die also."
你在哪里死，我也在那里死。
In other words, there is no more changing of plans.
意思就是说，我不再改变我的计划了。
Do you think that Ruth is not concerned that those people might accept him or not?
你想路德会想说，我如果去以色列地，他们会接受我吗？
Is this decision will make situation better?
如果这样子做决定，情形会更好吗？
I believe Ruth has also this kind of a thought in her mind.
我想路德也有这样子的想法。
But she said, "Where thou diest, I will die."
但是路德说：“你在哪里死，我也在那里死。”
If it means that I will die in this place where I decided, then so be it.
他就说：“若我到以色列地，我死在那里，那也没关系。”
And there is a new destiny.
所以他有一个新的方向。
So, there will I be buried.
他就说：“你在那里，我也葬在那里。”
In other words, even death cannot separate me from you.
意思就是说，就算死也不能够让我与你分离。
And it reminds me of Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39.
我就想到罗马书第八章38节39节。
For I am persuaded that either death or life, okay, whether power, angels and principalities.
他就说我相信不管无论是生是死，对，不管是生是死，是高处是受造之物，或都不叫人叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
Whether things whether things at present or things to come, whether height or depth.Whether what? Whether things created can never separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使的掌权的，是有能的，是现在，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
This is the kind of determination Ruth had.
这就是路德的决定。
And because of that determination, it turned the whole situation around.
因为这个决定，所以整个事情就转变了。
Brother and sister, I want to say a little bit more on this matter.
我想我愿意在这边再多说一点。
A lot of times we are so concerned with our future and the future of our children.
多少时候我们为了将来和我们的儿女担忧。
Indeed, the situation in the country is not very good today.
是的，这个国家现在情形不是很好。
If I'm concerned this much, this time I will have big more concern.
如果我现在这样担心，我为这些事情担心，现在就会有许多的担心。
Especially now, my son will be graduating next year.
特别我的儿子明年要毕业了。
So I will say, what are you going to study? What will be your future? What will be your career?
所以我问他说你以后要读什么呢你将来是什么呢你要做什么事呢
Now, I believe every single parent will have this kind of a concern.
是的每一位做父母的都有这样 的想法都有这样担忧
But brothers and sisters, we need to turn our situation around.
但是我们要把整个事情来转一下
We should be more concerned concerning putting God first place in all things rather than all these other things.
我们要注重的是要把神放在第一位而不是来注重别的事
But whatever will happen is all together in the hands of God.
不管怎么样，事情要发生都在神的手中。
But if you want to put God first, everything will turn out right.
如果你把神放在第一位，那所有的事情都会对了。
I'm not saying there will be no more trials, there will be no more tribulation, there will be no more problem. There still will be.
我不是说就没有试验，就没有难处，是还会有的。
But the thing is, we are under His hand.
但是我们在他的手中。
We are under His protection.
我们在神的保护里。
And I tell you, nothing will go wrong.
那没有一件事情会错的。
So, brothers and sisters, when we are making decisions for our children,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们在为我们的儿女做决定的时候
especially in spiritual matters,
特别是在属灵的事上
let's put God first.
我们要把主放在第一位。
We need to tell our children, you need to pray.
我们要告诉我们的儿女说，你们要祷告。
We need to tell them how to pray.
我们要教导他们如何祷告。
We need to pray together with us.
我们要跟他们一起祷告。
We need to set an example before our children.
我们要在我们的儿女面前做一个好的榜样。
That whatever we do, put God first.
不管我们做什么事情，把神放在第一位。
No, one time my son has some problems.
有一次我的儿子有什么有一点问题。
And because of this math problem, you know.
因为他在做数学，有一个做不出来。
The first thing he do, he went to my mom's room.
他第一个是到他祖母的房间
and hold her hand, Grandma, please pray with me.
他对祖母说，祖母啊，今后请你跟我祷告。
You know how happy I am.
我实在非常高兴。
Regardless of what kind of a grade he will get, I don't care.
我不管他得的成绩是怎么样，我没
有关系。Because he decided he will want to put her trust, his trust upon Jehovah, the Lord God.
因为我的儿子他要决定把他的信心依靠在耶和华以色列的神。
And I hope it continue to be like that.
我盼望他一直是这样。
Isn't this also is our hope for our children?
这是不是我们对我们儿女的盼望呢?
We cannot always be with our children 24 hours a day.
我们没有办法永远跟我们的儿女24小时同在。
But if they learn to put their trust on the Lord, everything will be all right.
但他们如果学会来信靠神的话，每一件事情都没有问题。
And because of this decision that Ruth make, Then we come to chapter 2.
因为路德做这样的决定，所以我们今天到了第二章。
He put on, God poured down his grace upon Ruth.
那神就把他的恩典倾倒在路德身
上。So this chapter 2 is altogether one thing, God's amazing grace.
所以第二章呢，就讲到一个只有一件事情，就神惊人的恩典。
I will share about the five aspects of this grace.
我愿意来交通到这恩典的五方面。
The first thing is God's saving grace.
第一个，神拯救的恩典。
God's saving grace.
神拯救的恩典。
Let me read to you verse 1 and 2 again. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz.
第二章第一节说，那你的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
And Ruth the Moabite said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, Go, my daughter.
第二节，摩押女子路德对拿俄米说，容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。拿俄米说，女儿啊，你只管去。
You know, when we try to make try to compare the life of Ruth and the life of Boaz is altogether opposite each other.
如果我们看到路德他是什么样的光景，他的生活是怎么样，跟波阿斯呢的生活情形是怎样，是两个完全相反的。
Firstly, she's a pagan.
第一个，路德是外邦人。
A Moabite who's been cursed.
摩押是被咒诅的。
In other words, his life is cursed, condemned, and everything that is bad.
所以路德呢，他的生活就是他被咒诅的，每一件事情都是错的，都不对的。
And she is bankrupt.
而且呢，路德是破产的。
That's why she needs to glean at the field of Boaz.
所以呢，他需要到波阿斯的田里来拾取麦穗。
In other words, there is nothing excited can you can be excited about Ruth.
换句话说，路德呢，从他来看呢，没有一件事情能够叫路德这样的光景让他高兴的。
On the other hand, when you look at the life of Boaz, it's altogether different.
如果你看到波阿斯的生活是完全相反的。
He is what near kinsman.
是以利米勒至亲的亲属。
And he is also a man of great wealth.
是一位大财主。
And he is from Bethlehem.
他从伯利恒来的。
Let me tell you, according to the law of Israel, when a person died,
根据以色列人他们的律法，当一个人死了以后
，and he doesn't have any children.
如果他没有任何的孩子的话
，and all his what we call property had been lost due to bankruptcy.
那他所有拥有的财产呢，他就没有失去了。
His brother or a near kinsman had the privilege to redeem it back.
如果他有兄弟或者有至亲的亲属哈，可以把这个田产赎回来。
For the purpose that the inheritance will continuously be in the family.
所以这样赎回来的目的，所以这个产业可以继续在这个家族中。
But nevertheless, there is a requirement.
然而有一个要求。
That this brother or this near kinsman should marry the widow of the deceased.
就是说，这位赎回来的这个亲属呢，必须要娶这个寡妇。
And raise up children that the inheritance will continue be in her name.
而且呢，就要生孩子，所以呢，这个孩子能够继承原来的产业。
If you look at this picture, Boaz and Christ is the reality of Boaz.
所以我们看这波阿斯呢，他的实际，他预表的就是基督。
Christ is the real Boaz.
基督是那真正的波阿斯。
Firstly, he is our near kinsman.
他就是一个至亲的亲属。
Let me read to you Hebrew chapter 2 verse 14.
那我来让你读希伯来书第二章第十四节。
It says here, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil.
二章十四节，希伯来书第二章十四节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Verse 16 and 17, and verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, wherefore in all things it behoved him to be like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
十六、十七节，他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
In order for God to save us,
神要来拯救我们。
Not only he is God sitting in the heavens, but he became a man.
所以神不仅是坐在天上，他要拯救我们，他要变成一个人。
He is not only the Son of God, but he is also the Son of Man.
他不仅主耶稣不仅是神的儿子，也成为人的儿子。
The only difference is it because he had no sin.
只有一个差别就是主没有犯罪。
That's why the publicans and the tax collector love him so much.
所以这就是这些税吏罪人为什么这么喜欢耶稣。
Yeah, 耶稣。Because he didn't look down at them.
因为耶稣没有把他们看清。
Rather, he knew their condition. He was in there.
因为耶稣知道他们的情形，他就来成为人，进入他们的感觉里。
Just like in the Gospel of John said, and he and the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, full of grace and truth.
就像约翰福音讲的，道成了肉身，住在我们的中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Hallelujah! Christ is the one so qualified to redeem us from sin.
所以基督呢是这样子的，能够来为我们来赎罪，他是这样的配得。
He is our near kinsman.
他是我们至亲的亲属。
Secondly, he is also from Bethlehem.
第二个，主耶稣也是从伯利恒来的。
Elimelech is from Bethlehem. Boaz is also from Bethlehem.
以利米勒是从伯利恒来的，那波阿斯也是从伯利恒来的。
And we know Bethlehem means the house of bread.
伯利恒的意思就是粮食之家。
And this is how I look at it.
我是这样看。
When Ruth came to Bethlehem, and Boaz was so happy, he said, "Don't leave this place anymore."
当路德来到伯利恒呢，那波阿斯就很高兴说：“你不要离开这里。”
Because this is the place where your need will be met.
因为在这里，你所有的需要得到满足。
And indeed, Ruth's needs was met by Boaz.
是的，路德的需要借着波阿斯可以得到满足。
If you look at our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们看主耶稣基督
，He is also born in Bethlehem.
他也是在生在伯利恒。
Not only is a house of bread, but he himself is the living bread.
不仅那伯利恒的意思就是粮食之家，主耶稣自己就是生命的粮。
He said, "He who eats me shall live by me."
主耶稣说，凡吃我的就要因此而活着。
Hey, I'm the living bread from heaven. He who comes to me shall never hunger.
我是从天降下来生命的粮，凡吃我的就永远不饿。
Today we can all testify that that day when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ，
我们都可以这样见证说，那一天我们接受主耶稣基督。
Our hunger, our emptiness within is filled。
我们的所有的里面的饥饿、干渴都得着满足。
It reminds me of that Samaritan woman。
让我想到这撒玛利亚的女人。
She had five husbands and the fifth one is not his, it's not hers.
The sixth one.
Oh Lord, sixth one.
她说我已经有五个丈夫，但是呢，她这个第六个丈夫还不是她的。
Yet that day when she drank of that living water.
是的，那一天她就喝那活水的泉源。
All her needs, all her vanity was met.
所有她里面的需要，她里面空虚，她就得到解决。
Brothers, is this not our testimony?
弟兄姐妹们，这是不是我们的见证啊？
This is my story. This is my song.
是的，这是我的诗歌，是我的见证。
He is our near kinsman.
是的，主是我们最至亲的亲属。
He is from Bethlehem.
他从伯利恒来。
And he says here he's a man of great wealth.
在这边讲到波阿斯是大财主。
In other words, he is rich.
是的，他很有钱。
You know, if a person is a near kinsman and from Bethlehem,
如果有一个人是至亲的亲属，是从伯利恒来的。
But if you are as poor as a rat, no matter how you desire to redeem this person, you just cannot make it.
可是如果你是穷光蛋，不管你愿意怎样来赎回，你也没办法。
But praise the Lord, Boaz is rich.
但是感谢主，波阿斯他有许多的财富。
All of this is his.
所有这些他的田产都是他的。
Christ is rich.
基督是何等丰富。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says, And all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
哥罗西书二章九节，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在耶稣基督里。
And Romans said, He who what? He is rich unto all that calls upon him.
所以罗马书也讲到说，他是这样的富足。
He is rich upon those who call upon him.
对，所有求告他的人，他就一厚待一切求告他的人。
Today we call upon him, and it feels our need.
所以今天我们来求告他，他就来满足我们的需要。
He is able.
他能够。
Lastly, he is willing.
最后一件事情，他也愿意。
He is willing.
主愿意。
You we know it. We read chapter 3 of Ruth.
如果我们来读路德记第三章
，There is a kinsman that is next in line. No, he is nearer.near to Elimelech.
Yeah, 他有第三章里面讲到说，这边还有一个亲属比波阿斯更近一点。
He's his near kinsman. He's from Bethlehem and he's rich.
是的，波阿斯那个人也是从伯利恒，然后呢，他也是至亲的亲属，那他也有钱。
But he felt like if I will redeem back this inheritance.
但是这个人呢，他就觉得说，如果我要来赎回这产业
，and marry Ruth, then all the inheritance will go to Ruth.
然后如果来跟路德结婚然后生孩子呢那所有这些产业呢就会归路德。
So he gave up, said, I can't take it.
所以呢这个人他就放弃他说我不能够这样做。
But Boaz said, I will take it.
但波阿斯说我愿意。
Oh, Boaz is willing.
是的波阿斯愿意。
Christ is willing.
基督愿意。
Today God loves so much. God loves us so much.
今天神这样爱我们。
He is willing to become a man and die for us.
他愿意来成为人为我们死。
That he might redeem us from sin and we might become his.
我他可以把我们从罪中救赎回来所以我们可以成为他的。
Is this not God's saving grace?
这是不是神拯救的恩典
呢? Today when we break the bread and drink the cup,
今天我们来拨饼来喝杯。
We remind us of God's saving grace.
我们来纪念神拯救的恩典。
Are we worthy? We are not a bit worthy.
我们是配得吗?我们一点都不配得。
We are worthy only of going to hell.
我们只是配得到灭亡到地狱里。
But thank God of His saving grace.
但是感谢神在他的拯救的恩典。
But it doesn't end here.
但是不停在这里。
Point number two, we see God's sovereign grace.
第二点，我们要看到神在主宰的恩典。
You know, let's read verse 22 of chapter 1.
我们来读第一章第二十二节。
And Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite.Her daughter-in-law, with her, she returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest.
拿尔米和她儿妇摩押女子路德从摩押地回来，来到伯利恒，正式动手割大麦的时候。
And verse 3 in chapter 2, she went and came and gleaned the field after the reapers, and her chance was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, which was the kindred of Elimelech.
二章三节，路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗，他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田里。
And verse 4, and behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto reapers, The Lord be with you.
第四节，波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割的人说：“愿耶和华与你们同在。”
If you just read through these verses,
如果你来读这几处的圣经，
we can see the unseen hand of God moving and moving to bring Ruth to Himself.
我们看到神的看不见的手就这样在工作，把路德带到波阿斯那里。
Firstly, there are four things we need to see.
我们要看见四件事情。
According to the law, the Lord told the children of Israel that if you harvest a field, you should not harvest the corners.
根据律法，神告诉以色列人讲说，你们若收割这个麦穗，或者收割这个田产的时候，那个田产田地的周围的不能收割。
It should be left for the poor to what? To harvest, to glean.
这些田周间的这些田产呢，要留给贫穷的人来拾取。
And if you accidentally, drop all these sheaves, you should not pick it up.
如果你收割了麦穗，不小心掉到地上呢，你不能再重新的拾取。
Because this should be for the poor also.
因为这些掉在地上的呢，是为给贫穷的人。
He said, because you should remember there will always be poor among you.
因为你要纪念在你们中间有穷人。
And by doing so, it reminds you that once you are a slave in Egypt, and God take care of you.
你们做这样的事情是要纪念以前你们在埃及为奴的时候。
So in this law alone, we can see God's hand is working to what? To fulfill the needs of Ruth.
就这个律法，我们就看见神在因为这个律法，神的主宰的全能就在路德身上得到成全。
Well, you may say this is for in general all the poor.
你可以说哦，这个律法是为一般的穷人所预备的。
So it might be a coincidence.
也许你会觉得这只是巧合。
But the thing is, in chapter 1, verse 22, Ruth and Naomi came at the time of the harvest.
那第一章二十二节，路德跟拿俄米回来的时候呢，他们是在收割的时候。
They didn't come before the harvest or after the harvest, but on the time of the harvest.
他不是说在收割以前或以后来，而是正在收割的时候。
And then when Ruth asked permission from Naomi to glean the field, she was gleaning unconsciously at the field of Boaz.
而且当路德来问拿俄米要去拾取麦穗的时候，然后他就恰巧就到了波阿斯的田里。
And at that time, there is no signboard saying, "Oh, this is the field of Boaz, no trespassing."
那个时候，那没有一个招牌在那边说这是波阿斯的田里，你们闲杂人不能经过。
Oh, there is no demarcation line, or there is wall builded, you know.
没有那个没有画上疆界，或者没有一个墙修造起来说你不能来这里。
Ruth just going glean at the field of Boaz.
路德就去拾取麦穗，就正好到了波阿斯的田里。
This is the sovereign grace of God.
这是神主宰的恩典。
And when she was gleaning at the field of Boaz, Boaz came.
当路德在拾取麦穗的时候呢，正好波阿斯就来了。
And because of this, it caught Boaz's attention.
因为这样子，他看见路德，波阿斯就注意的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the sovereign grace of God.
这个是神主宰的恩典。
Today we are saved. It's not an accident. It is not a coincidence. It's God's sovereign grace.
今天我们得救。不是巧合，不是刚好我们就这样得救了，是神主宰的恩典。
It reminds me of the birth of Moses.
我就想到摩西的出生。
I feel I need to talk about this. It's so good.
我觉得我必须要交通这，因为摩西的出生非常的好。
You know, Pharaoh started to kill all the newborn babies, especially the male.
因为法老决定要杀以色列人的男孩。
Because all the children of Israel is starting to grow strong.
因为以色列人越来越昌盛，所以法老就要来杀男婴。
He said because they are afraid that if they go strong, they will leave Egypt.
因为他们法老担心说，如果以色列很强壮，他们就会离开埃及。
And you know, if they leave Egypt, Egypt will collapse because the children of Israel is the labor force in Egypt.
因为如果以色列人离开埃及，埃及就会垮掉，因为他们是在那边来做工的。
So, but when Moses was born, he was a male baby. What the Moses' mother.Took courage to keep him.
然后摩西出生的时候，他是一个男婴。那摩西的母亲呢，他就很勇敢的来把他藏起来。
Now a lot of times we felt like, well, it is Moses' mother who make the decision. It is.
我们会觉得这是摩西的母亲做这个决定。是的。
But we need to know there is a what? There's a limit.
但是我们要知道说，那摩西的母亲也有他的限制。
After 3 months, she felt I cannot keep this baby anymore. It's growing big.
那过了三个月，摩西母亲就说：“我不能够再继续存留这个婴孩，因为他长大了。”
So she need to put it in a basket and put it in the Nile River and let it flow.
所以呢，摩西母亲就把他放在一个箱子里面，放在尼罗河里面，让他流。
In other words, let God's sovereign grace just do whatever she wants to do. He wants to do.
所以摩西母亲就说，让神主宰的恩典来成就他要做的事。
And at that time, when that basket was flowing, then Pharaoh's daughter came in and take a bath and see that basket and say, "Wow, I want to adopt this boy."
当这芦草的箱子在这个河中流的时候呢，正好法老的女儿看见了，说我要来收养这个孩子。
And Pharaoh's daughter identified these are the Hebrew babies, one of the Hebrew babies.
是的，这法老的女儿认得这是希伯来人的男孩。
Yet she took courage to what adopt Moses.
所以法老的女儿也这样勇敢的来收养摩西。
Which one day will become the what the leader of the children of Israel to bring them out of Egypt.
是的，有一天摩西长大了，他要成为领袖，带领以色列人出埃及。
Brothers and sisters, do you think this is a coincidence? No, it's not. Every single point is God's sovereign grace.
弟兄姐妹们，你想这是巧合吗？不是的，每一步都有神主宰的恩典。
If we sing the song "Amazing Grace," how sweet the sound of John Newton.
如果你唱惊人的恩典，这个何等的甘甜，是约翰牛顿 的诗歌。
It is his salvation is also what God's sovereign grace.
是的，约翰牛顿他的拯救，他的救恩也是神主宰的恩典。
After her mother died at his 70 years of age.
当他母亲七岁的时候过世的时候
，then this John Newton became from bad to worst.
那他这个约翰牛顿呢，就从不好。变成更糟。
He became a drunkard and a slave trader.
他变成一个酗酒，而且呢是贩卖奴隶的人。
She took his father's ship to go to what the African nation and kidnap these people and sell it.
然后呢，他就开船到非洲去呢，然后就绑架那边的人，然后呢就贩卖他们。
This is as bad as John Newton.
约翰牛顿他是这样子的不好。
But God wants to save this person.
但是神要来拯救这个人。
According to one of the records, he was once on a ship.
那根据记载，有一次他在船上。
And there was a storm which what? The wave carried him out of to the sea.
然后呢，这个有很大的风浪呢，有一个风暴把他抛出船外。
Yeah. And he was so afraid, he called upon the Lord to save him.
所以呢，他非常的害怕，他就呼叫主的名来拯救他。
And another wave bring him back to the ship.
然后呢，另外一个大的风浪呢，就把他又把他推回船上。
Tell me, is this an accident?
你想，这是个意外吗
？Is this nature? I don't think so. This is God's sovereign grace.
天然的事情这样发生吗？我想不是，是神主宰的恩典。
If we look at our experience today, how I got saved, this is God's sovereign grace.
你想我们是怎么得救的？我们自己的经验是怎么样？这是神主宰的恩典。
Sometimes we feel, what is man that thou art mindful of him?
我们会想到说，人算什么？你竟然顾念他
？Who am I to be to where God set his eyes upon us?
我算什么呢？为什么神的眼目会眷顾我呢
？One time I had a coworker, he told me his testimony.
有一次我有一位同事告诉我他的见证。
At that time he's not yet a Christian.
那时候他还不是基督徒。
One day he's watching the television, and he's going through the channels.
有一次他在看电视，他就在电台里面转来转去。
And when he reached channel 14, Billy Graham was preaching the gospel.
他到14台，正好格里汉他在那边来传福音。
And he started to listen, and he got saved.
他开始听，然后后来他就得救了。
Firstly, his purpose is to watch movies.
他本来只是要看电影的。
And at the end, he started to listen to the gospel, and he got saved.
然后结束的时候呢，是他听到福音，然后他就被得救了。
We thank God for His saving grace. We thank God for His sovereign grace.
我们感谢主为他拯救的恩典，为神主宰的恩典，感谢他。
But it doesn't stop here.
那还不停在这里。
Third point, we see God's seeking grace.
第三点，我们来看见神寻找的恩典。
Let me read to you again, verse 4. And Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered him and said, "The Lord bless thee."
那我再跟你读一次，那波阿斯到那田里来的时候呢，然后对收割人说：“愿耶和华与你们同在。”他们回答说：“愿耶和华赐福于你。”
You know, the Boaz is a very good master.
是的，波阿斯是非常好的主人。
He is not like other master who just hire servant just to take care or take charge of the reapers.
他不是只是找一些雇工呢，然后就替他做事而已。
But did he hire servants to take care of the reapers? Yes, he do.
是的，他。雇了一些雇工来替他收取、收成、收成。
But the thing is, he also came to the field to see to it that everything is done.
然后他也到来田里面来看，是不是每件事情都做好了。
And I will say, when I read through this chapter, he is more concerned about the reapers, the workers, than the harvest itself.
我在读这段圣经的时候，我就想到说，波阿斯他关心的是这些人胜过所有的这些田产。
Now, based on what? When we see that they specially ask the servants to prepare water for the reapers to drink.
那他特别从哪里看见呢？因为他要告诉仆人说，来准备水，让这些收割的人可以喝。
And verse 14, he also prepared bread for what the workers to eat.
然后十四节，他也准备了饼，让这些收割的人可以吃。
He is such a good master.
是的，他是这样好的主人。
And he did it because he cared about them.
他这样做，因为他关心他们。
One time I worked in a company,
有一次我在一个公司做事。
They care about the thing that need to be produced and what delivered on the same day.
那他们非常的注重说，他们要出产的东西呢，必须要当天就要做好，要送出去。
But the problem is sometimes the order come very late in the afternoon.
但是有时候呢，这订单是下午很晚的时候才进来。
And sometimes it's impossible really to finish all this work.
有时候是不可能来完成所有的事情在当天。
So some of the workers say, why not just do it tomorrow?
那有人就讲说，为什么不明天再做呢？
He said, no, this is priority.
那这个主人就说，不，这是一个非常重要的事。
Just do it.
你只要做。
But Boaz is not that kind of a person.
但波阿斯不是这样的人。
He's a loving master.
他是一位充满爱的主人。
He cares about each and every worker.
他来关心每一位他所雇佣的。
And what? He knew each and every one of them.
然后他也知道每一个人的名字。
His relationship with the worker is something personal.
因为他跟这些雇工的关系呢，是非常的亲密的。
Now you tell me, what basis do you say that?
那你说根据什么你说这个呢？
The basis that when he went there to the field and saw Ruth, he immediately know this is a stranger.
为什么你知道呢？因为他到田里面，他就发现说路德呢，他就知道说这是一个陌生人。
He knew each and every one of them, so a stranger came. He immediately knew it.
因为他认得所有的人，所以当陌生人进来，他马上知道。
If you put me in that situation, I would say everybody's the same.
如果我在那里呢，我就说每个人长得差不多嘛。
You know, I was serving the high schoolers.
你知道我在高中生服侍，高中服侍。
We had a large number of students, 60 to 70.
我们有六七十个位高中生。
And I have, this is my weakness, I'm not good in remembering names.
这是我的软弱，我的缺点，因为我不太能记得名字。
I can describe them, but I just forget the name.
我可以告诉你他长什么样子，但是我不记得他叫什么名字。
And more interestingly, some of the brothers, at one time we have three brothers named Edward.
那有一次呢，有三位这个高中生呢，他的名字都是 Edward.
We have four sisters named Jenny.
我们有四位姊妹呢，她的名字是 Jenny。
And how do you differentiate them? You need to know not only their name, but also their surname.
你不仅要知道她的她的名，还你要知道她的姓。
So sometimes it's just to me an impossible task.
对我来讲是好像很非常不可能的达到的。
But we thank God the brother Sean and sister Vicky, they are very good at that.
但是感谢主，徐翔弟兄和天天姊妹他们非常的好。
They knew each and every condition of the young people.
他不仅知道这些年轻人的名字，他也知道他们的情形。
Boaz is just that kind of a person.
是的，波阿斯就是这样的一个
人。His relationship with the worker is something personal.
他跟他的雇工所关系呢是非常的个人化的。
So when the stranger came, he immediately knew it.
他当一个他的陌生人来，他马上就知道。
But the thing is, when he saw the stranger, he just didn't leave it like that.
但是呢，当他看见一位陌生人的时候呢，他并不只是就停在那里。
He immediately what? Inquire who this person is.
他马上问说，这个人是谁
？Who she is? Where does she came from? What kind of condition she is in?
他是谁？他从哪里来？他的情形怎么样
？And he doesn't stop right here. He started to tell his reapers or his workers specific instruction to take care of Ruth.
他不仅停在这里，他特别告诉这些收割人和他的仆人说：“你们要照顾路德。
”Do not touch her，
不可欺负他。
And you know, just everything that is left on the field, just take it out. Let her take it out.
留在地上的呢，让他去拾取。
And the most, you know, striking thing is he started to initiate to talk to Ruth.
然后呢，更奇妙的事情，波阿斯就开始跟路德说话。
If you are a person, you know, if you are a person who newly came to a foreign country.And somebody say, "Hello, how are you? Do you have any need? How do you feel?"
如果你是一位陌生人到一个新的国家，人家就来关心你说，你怎么样啊？那你感觉是什么
？Most of the time, we feel like, "Oh, this is a foreigner. I better get, you know, leave her alone and just let it go."
我们常常会觉得说，有个陌生人，有外国人来呢，我们就最好不要跟他太接近，就让他自己在那里。
But you know, one time, this is my story, okay? When I came to Houston.
那我这是我个人的故事。当我刚来到休斯顿的时候
，We don't know anybody here in Houston, and we need to find a place to meet.
那我不认得任何的人，我们要找到一个地方来聚会。
And we heard that there is such and such a meeting in Cook Road.
那我们就想到说，我们就知道说，在那时候在 Cook Road 有这样一个聚会。
And there is such a person named Brother Way.
有一个人，就是魏弟兄。
So we try to look for this place, and we ended up there.
我们来找这个地方，我们后来找到了。
And you know, Brother Way is like Boaz.
感谢主，魏弟兄就像伯阿斯。
He came and said, you know, stay there and eat lunch together with us.
他对我们说，你们来聚会，那就留在这里跟我们一起用午餐。
And take all our address.
来，把我们的地址写下来。
Not only for the sake of putting in the telephone directory.
不只是说他要我们的地址呢，是要把我们登记下来。
In my memory, he came to our apartment 3 times.
在我的记忆里面，他来我们的公寓来看望我们三次。
This is really the seeking grace of God.
这是神来寻找的恩典。
And there are two incidents that really touched my heart.
有两件事情真的摸到我的心。
8 years ago, on my 50th birthday,
在八年以前。是我50岁的生日。
Okay, Brother Way called me and said, "I'm inviting you and your wife to a birthday celebration."
魏弟兄就打电话给我说，我邀请你和你的姊妹来庆祝你的生日。
I said, "Wow, what a spiritual man!"
我想说，哇，这真是一位属灵的弟兄啊。
Well, not only he is spiritual, he is also very human.
他不仅是很属灵，他也是很像一个人。
Well, in our concept, a spiritual man will never celebrate birthday or.
在我们的观念里面，我们会觉得说，属灵的人也许他就不庆祝生日。
But at that time, he bring me out to eat with Brother Ty and Sister Catherine and Sister Wei, and we eat.
那时候他就带我的姊妹和魏师母和泰福弟兄和Catherine.
This is God's seeking grace.
这是神寻找的恩典。
Another incident.
另外还有一件事。
Maybe you knew it already. At the time, Brother Way keep on asking me to come and speak here.
也许你可能知道，因为魏弟兄呢，已经邀请过我很多次来这里来传信息。
But I always had this excuse. I'm afraid. I'm nervous.
总有一个借口，就是说我很害怕，我很紧张。
But at that point, the Lord told me, "You better say yes."
但是在那个时候，主告诉我说，你最好答应。
So at that time, the first message I gave Brother Way was sitting there.
所以第一次我在这边传信息的时候，魏弟兄坐在那里。
And it's not a very easy situation because at that time Brother Way is very sick.
那不是很容易的情形，因为那时候魏弟兄他身体已经非常不好。
You know, he only come to the meeting during the Lord's table.
他只有在用饼杯在主的桌子面前的时候，他来参加擘饼聚会。
But at that time when I was about to speak, he continued on to sit there until I finished the message.
但是第一次我来在这里传信息的时候，弟兄不仅是来擘饼聚会，他继续的留到聚会信息聚会结束。
And after the message, when I hug him, he said, "You'll be all right, son. You'll be all right."
当信息完以后，我跟他拥抱的时候，他跟我讲说：“儿子啊，没有问题。”
The next day, he was confined in the hospital.
第二天他就住院了。
Brother, sister, if this is not God's seeking grace, what is it?
弟兄姐妹们，若这不是神拯救的恩典。那神还能怎样来？
The only reason we can say Ruth was treated by Boaz like that is because God's love.
我们说路德为什么值得波阿斯这样做呢？这是神的爱。
There is really nothing to be excited about Ruth.
路德没有什么可以让人家吸引人家、让人家兴奋的事。
There is nothing God to be excited about us.
我们也没有什么可以来讨神喜悦的。
We are all group of people who was born in sin, live in sin, and will go to eternal perdition.
因为我们本来就是生在最终、长在最终、要到灭亡里的人。
Oh, but God loved us.
但神爱我们。
Romans said, and He commended His love towards us that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书告诉我们说，当我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣就为我们舍命，这就是神的爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is the seeking grace of God.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神拯救的恩典。
But it doesn't stop right there.
还不停在这里。
It continue on to become better.
还要更好。
The fourth point we see God's satisfying grace.
第四方面我们看到神让我们满足的恩典。
The main reason that Ruth start to glean the field of Boaz is because she is hungry.
为什么洛德去波阿斯的田里拾取麦穗呢？因为他饥饿。
But the thing is, Boaz prepared with everything to fulfill the needs of Boaz.
Ruth. 但是波阿斯准备了所有的来满足路德的需要。
Boaz knew that Ruth is in want.
因为波阿斯知道路德有需要。
That's why he told the workers.
所以他告诉他的仆人
，Do not touch Ruth.
不要欺负他。
And he told Ruth, if you are athirst, drink from this vessel that I prepare for my servants.
然后他就对路德讲说，若你渴了，你可以来让我仆人里面打的水里面来喝。
We should remember this vessel water that the young man has drawn are only for the normal workers.
你知道吗？这些仆人他们预备的水是给就是专门来拾取麦穗的这人用的。
This is not for strangers.
不是给陌生人的。
Especially when they knew that this person is a Moabite.
特别，如果你知道说这个人是摩亚人的话
，You know the children of Israel has such a mindset that they are the most holy people, and they don't want to be contaminated with people that is outside them.
你知道以色列人他们有这样的观念，他们是最圣洁的子民，所以他们不愿意跟别人来混合。
And the Moabites is the group of people who lured the children of Israel, according to history, into idolatry.
你知道吗？摩亚人他们就是来引诱以色列人来陷入拜偶像罪的。
And the Lord commanded them that you should that.Any Moabite cannot come into this assembly of the Lord even up to the 10th generation.
律法说摩押人就是十代也不能进入耶和华的会中。
This is the kind of concept, this is the concept of the children of Israel.
这是以色列人的观念。
So to drink from the vessel, this is contamination.
如果让摩押人来这个在这个盛水的器皿里面饮水的话呢，那就玷污了。
But the grace of God abounds.
但是感谢主，神的恩典来丰富，来
胜过这些。Every weakness that we have,
来超越我们一切的软弱。
So Boaz asked Ruth, just drink from this water when you are athirst.
所以 Boaz 告诉路德说，你只要在这个器具里面饮水，如果你渴的话。
To such extent, Boaz treat Ruth as one of them.
就是 Boaz 把路德当成是他们当中一员。
It reminds us that when we sit right here.
那我们就想到我们坐在这里的时候
Even though we are from different races, different cultures,
就算我们是不同的种族不同的文化背景的
different educational background,
不同教育的背景
The Bible tells us we are no longer strangers or foreigners, but members of the body of Christ.
圣经告诉我们我们不再做外人和客旅是神家里面的人
Brothers, is this not good?
好吗
This is better.
这不只是好还是更好
Ruth came there just to what? Fill up her need.
路德只是要来满足他自己的需要。
Yes, she was treated as members of Boaz's household.
但是路德他被遭受到对待，是成为波阿斯家里面的人。
In verse 14, Boaz said unto her, At mealtime came thou hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in the vinegar, and she sat beside the reapers. He reached her parched cone, she did eat and was suffice and left.
十四节到了吃饭的时候，波阿斯对路德说：“你到这里来吃饼，将饼沾在醋里。”路德就在收割的人旁边坐下，他们把烘的穗子递给他，他吃饱了，还有剩余的。
Not only she could drink from the water drawn by the young man，
不仅是说路德可以来喝那个仆人打的水，从那个器具里面喝水。
She can eat together with the workers the bread that has been prepared for them.
而且她可以与这些仆人一起来吃这个饼。
And the most interesting is.Boaz was there.
更特别的事情是，波阿斯也在那里。
She was sitting with the master of the field.
他就跟这个田产里面的主人一起坐席。
Brother and sister, it reminds me that the verse that says, "And God raised us up, okay, and caused us to sit together with Christ in heavenly places."
那我就想到圣经上讲说，神他就提拔我们，让我们来与基督在天上一起坐席。
Brother and sister, not only fulfill our needs.
神不只是满足我们的需要。
Put us together with Christ in heavenly places.
他让我们与基督一同坐在天上。
That is, you can get no better than that.
你不能够比这个更好了。
But is there something better? There's something better when you read.
那还有比这更好吗？是的。
And Boaz told the workers, you should purposely drop the sheep so she can pick it up.
他甚至波阿斯甚至告诉仆人说，你就算是从麦穗整捆里面的，你要故意的来把一些东西收取起来丢在地上，让他可以捡。
So she can bring some home.
所以呢，让路德不仅吃饱，还可以带一些回家。
Brother, it says here, when she went home, he had an ephah of barley.
所以当路德回去的时候呢，他有一ephah的大麦。
And something else, verse 20, and Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, Blessed be he of the Lord who hath not left off his kindness, but to the living and to the dead.
30节，拿俄米对儿妇说，愿那人蒙耶和华的赐福，因为他不断的恩待活人死人。
It is so exciting, not only he filled the need of a roof,
这是让我们非常感恩的，不仅是波阿斯满足路德的需要。
This grace abounds and overflows.
这个恩典是这样的丰富，他就满溢出来。
He has something to bring home to Naomi.
路德不仅吃饱了，他还有剩余的可以来带回来给拿俄米。
We should know that Naomi has a bitter feeling towards the Lord God of Israel.
你知道， 当拿俄米他对于神以色列的神呢，他有一点点这样
bitter feeling，
呀，他里面觉得有点苦。
Because she blamed that all this misfortune is because the Lord did it。
因为他知道说他所有的这些苦难都是神给他的。
He said, "Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara, for the Lord God of Israel deal bitterly with me."
因为他说不要再叫我拿俄米，要叫我玛拿，因为全能的神使我受苦。
This is unfair because you are the one who make the decision.
他会说这不公平啊，因为是你做的决定啊。
In other words, you are in such a terrible situation because you did it to yourself.
虽然拿俄米他这样的悲惨是因为拿俄米自己的决定。
Yet God's grace so abounded, and what? She also partook of the what? The barley which Ruth gleaned from the field of Boaz.
但是神的恩典这样的丰富，所以拿俄米也接受到这个路德从田间里面拾取的麦穗。
We know there is a change in Naomi's attitude.
所以拿俄米的态度就改变了。
He said, "Blessed be the Lord God."
那就是说，来神呢、啊，他就说神赐福你、
Blessed be the Lord God who has not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead、
因为拿俄米就说愿那人蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断的恩待活人死人。
Boaz not only redeemed Ruth, he also redeemed Naomi.
波阿斯不仅是救赎了路德，他也救赎了拿俄米。
But it doesn't end here.
那还不停在这里。
We should remember that field that Ruth was gleaning one day will be her field.
你要知道吗，路德去拾取麦穗的田，有一天呢，会成为他自己的田。
It reminds me of that verse that because we are the children of God, so we are we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
那我就想到一节圣经，就说我们是与基督一同承受产业的。
Brothers and sisters, a person who has nothing to be co-heirs with Christ.
我们本来一无所有，但是今天我们可以与基督一同成为后嗣。
Ruth was in poverty, yet she right now is become what? A co-heirs with Boaz.
路德原来在极度的贫穷当中，可是现在呢，他会变成了与波阿斯一同承受产业。
Brothers and sisters, is this not God's satisfying grace?
这不只是神让我们满足的恩典。
Thank God for His saving grace.
感谢主为他拯救的恩典。
Thank God for His sovereign grace.
感谢主为他主宰的恩典。
Thank God for His seeking grace.
感谢主为着他寻找的恩典。
Thank God for His satisfying grace.
感谢主为他满足我们的恩典。
Last point, thank God for His securing grace.
但是感谢主，最后一点。他保守的恩典。
I keep on mentioning the part when Boaz told his worker, "Do not touch her."
我一直讲到说，波阿斯告诉他仆人说，你不要欺负她。
Because there is a tendency that the children of Israel, knowing that she is a Moabite, will treat her badly or what, drive her out.
因为以色列人如果知道他是路德是摩押人的话，他就会苦待他，甚至把他赶走。
But in verse 21 it says, "And Ruth the Moabite said, 'He said unto me also, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest.'"
但是二十一节，摩押女子路德说，她对我说，你要紧随我的仆人拾取麦穗，只等到他们收完了我的庄稼。
Not only he commanded to his workers not to touch her, but to be his bodyguard.
还不只是来他叫那个仆人不能够欺负他，他甚至叫这些仆人呢，要成为来保护路德的人。
In other words, what Boaz is telling Ruth, don't go to other field.
波阿斯就告诉路德说，你不要到别人的田里。
Because in this place, I will meet your need.
因为在这里我满足你的需要。
In this place, you are safe.
因为在这里你是安全的。
Today, brothers and sisters, we can all testify the fact, in Christ, we are safe.
我们都可以做见证说，我们在基督里是何等的稳妥。
Our salvation is not a flip-flop salvation. Our salvation is eternal salvation.
我们的拯救不是好像会改变的，而是永远的拯救。
Our salvation is not based on our righteousness, but based upon Christ's righteousness.
我们的拯救不是因为我们的义，乃是因为基督的义。
Today, our salvation is an eternal security.
今天我们的拯救是在永远里面有把握的。
Brothers and sisters, this is our salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们的救恩。
This is the grace of God.
这是神的恩典。
Let me read to you Jude chapter verse 24 and 25.
让我来读犹大书二十四节二十五节。
And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
那保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前。的我们的救主独一的神。
Not only our security is now, but also in the future.
我们的把握不仅是今天，而且是将来的。
Indeed, the Lord didn't promise us there will be no trouble, there will be no trials.
神没有告诉我们说将来我们不会有问题，不会有试验。
But he promised us there is grace that is enough to bring us through.
但是神应许我们，他的恩典够我们用的，他会带我们经过。
That's why when Paul was going through a hard time.
当保罗经过艰难的时候
Paul prayed to the Lord three times to get this thorn of the flesh away from him.
保罗就向神祷告说三次，要他这个刺离开我。
The Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for thee."
但是神告诉保罗说，我的恩典够你用的。
They're the same thing. The Lord will be telling us, "Our grace, His grace is sufficient for us."
今天神要告诉我们说，他的恩典是够我们用的。
I don't know what you're going through.
我不知道你经过的是什么。
But I want to tell you one thing. His grace will bring us through.
但是我要告诉你，他的恩典会带我们经过。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
弟兄姐妹们，愿神有恩典恩待我们。
Through the chapter 2 of Ruth, we can have a deeper realization how wonderful is God's grace.
从路德记第二章，我们会有更深对神恩典的一个认识。
But instead of whining, complaining, let's turn to the grace of God.
不要抱怨，不要在那里埋怨神，我们要来转向神。
Let's put our trust on the one who is able to bring us through.
我们要把我们的信靠，把我们的信心来转向神，他可以带我们经过我们的难处。
You know, Ruth put her trust on the God of Israel.
路德把他的信心建在以色列的神上面。
A curse become a blessing.
所以这些咒诅就变成祝福。
Poverty become posterity.
这些贫穷就变成富足。
A woman soon to be forgotten became a woman always be remembered as the great-great-grandmother of King David and in lineage of what? Jesus Christ.
这位很快会被人家忘记的外邦女子，她成了一个我们永远不能够忘记，会大家被纪念的一个人，在她是大卫的曾祖母，然后呢也是在基督耶稣的家谱里。
Today we are, if we are not in Christ, we will soon be forgotten.
如果我们不在基督里，我们很快的就会被所有的人所遗忘。
But because we put our full trust on Him,
但是我们把我们的全部的信心仰望在神。
Our name is in the book of life. Amen.
我们的生命，我们的名字就是记在生命
书、give me an amen.
生命册上。Amen.
Give me a hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How about let's sing this hymn again, "A Wonderful Grace of Jesus."
那我们再唱这首99首耶稣奇妙的救。
It is not he who runneth, who the will.
Oh, 不是我们定义的，也不是奔跑的。
But of God who sheweth mercy.
Oh, 乃是那发怜悯的。
Today, this morning, as we stand before you. It's all because of your grace. Oh, not because we are better than other people. Oh, may you, Lord, continue to speak in our hearts. And be more appreciative of your grace. To continue to live by your grace. Until that day when we meet you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated.
Amen.
Please be seated.